Well, great. Well, listen, thanks for joining us here. This has been a big morning here in the Foreign Relations Committee. So I thought I'd just take a minute or so out here and sort of tell you the state of play and where things are. The administration, of course, does not want to hear about anything except what they want to do. And the escalation of troops in Iraq is merely just the status quo plus 22,000 more young people put in harm's way. I'm vehemently opposed to this surge in escalation. I think it's a huge mistake. I said that on Meet the Press a few weeks ago. I've said it in every opportunity that I've had on Hardball, MSNBC, and I thought to get out to more people talking to you about it, here with Tay as well. And I'm determined to try and do everything I can to stop this. I've spoken out against it, but now as a member of this committee, I've offered an amendment, which we'll vote on very shortly here, that says you got to have some teeth in this thing. I have respect for people who want to sign a sense of the Senate resolution, which is sort of a letter. I mean, it's kind of things people sign on to that say, we don't like what you're doing. My resolution, my amendment here says, no additional troops. The limit and caps are on. You've got to come to Congress with an authorization, which we're going to vote on in real time, in real terms, yes or no on this. So what I'm saying, by requesting a reauthorization, it'll give us a chance to have that debate, and it gives this an opportunity for some real opportunity to hold the president accountable. He has said he's going to ignore anything Congress says. Well, he can't ignore what I'm proposing. He's going to have to sign it or veto it. He's got to respond to it. A sense of the Senate resolution, he can just ignore that totally. It never even goes to him. So what I'm suggesting has teeth. I'm opposed to this, but I want us to be in a debate about whether or not you're going to vote for or against this. I think the days are over. I don't know how you justify after 4 or 5 years of going forward with this, given the loss of life, the cost to us on these issues. So we need to have a real vote, a binding effort here. And that's what I'm determined to try and get in the Foreign Relations Committee today. But we need to do that. And so that's why I thought you'd be interested. Thanks.